Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We're going to have a great time here on Herb Talk. If you're new to the show, welcome, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Magical Engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We're going to be talking about colon cancer count on the rise. Yeah, we got some other things we're going to talk about, too. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Seeking the Lord's face, and I'm hitting the knees. And I encourage you all to do the same. And today's devotional is in Psalms 3, and it says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, and you're my glory and the lifter up of my head." That's right. The Lord provides for us. If he feeds the birds, how much more will he do to take care of us, especially in times of need? So, he takes care of his own, so seek his face, get the scripture out, because he's coming real soon, and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss the return of the bridegroom. No, no, no. And without further ado, Let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay. Colon cancer on the rise. We're going to talk about this. Five people gathered around a restaurant table. They all have profiles of colon cancer diagnosis. Most of them are female, young. Two were diagnosed in their 20s, one in their 30s, and the others in their 40s. And they talk about the doctor who said they just need to get a laxative and stop thinking about it. And one oncologist who said there's nothing that we can do but give you chemotherapy for the rest of your life. Colorectal cancer is one of the driving force in a trend. Past three decades, actually, incidence of this disease has gone up significantly among younger people, younger than 50, many of whom have no obvious risk factors like having a genetic disposition, and medicine doesn't know why. So we're going to talk about that first part of the show. Also, whistleblower nurse exposes deadly COVID-19 protocols in the Bay Area Hospital. This is Gail McCrae. She worked at the California's Bay Area Hospital. She says it was the most strictly compliant hospital in the area with the population in their county. She said we were compliant not just in lockdowns and masking, but also with the injections. So McCrae started work at Kaiser Permanente Santa Rosa Medical Center in 2015, but she got fired in October 2021 because she refused to take the COVID shot. She said it was on religious grounds. So McCrae said two things bothered her during the height of the pandemic: the media coverage of hospitals and the protocols in the place at the time she didn't like, and the COVID-19 cases became more widespread in 2020. And media reports, she said, showed the hospitals were overpopulated, packed, and that wasn't true. She said it was far from it. In reality, the hospitals were locked down also. Elective surgeries had stopped, and the hospital that she worked in became completely empty. So McCrae also noticed that during the double shift that she was on, 50 or 60 patients she saw all needed care for a heart attack or a stroke, and she noticed there was an uptick in the code blue calls, resuscitation and immediate medical help. She said, and 9 out of 10 times those code blues were to the lower level down to the clinic area where people were getting their injections. She said two of my colleagues did, in fact, go into anaphylactic shock after they got their shot. Yeah, good reason not to get it. Last but not least, in the quack report, the CDC puts out emergency health advisory warning of low vax rates and pushing doctors to push their patients to get shots. So your frontline doctors are getting a little pressure from the CDC. This was just a report last Thursday. That it was put on the emergency health advisory, claiming urgent need to increase immunization coverage for influenza, COVID-19, and RSV, that walking pneumonia shot we just talked about. The CDC is tracking increased respiratory diseases activity, and so they are trying to avoid a pandemic, they say. Well, they've already created it with the vaccine, unfortunately. If you missed that show, go back to the archives when it's posted and check it out. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we are going to be talking about colon cancer count. Now, according to some media reports, colon cancer among the young Americans is on the rise, and experts really don't have answers as to why. So the reports did not even mention the COVID serum as a contributing factor to the cancer cases. However, that is something medical science should honestly investigate. Something has changed when we see young adults in their 20s, 30s, and 40s coming down with colorectal cancer, and this is this is epidemic potential here, and it will be really highly problematic for, you know, young people that are starting families and middle-aged adults supporting elderly parents. So here's a quote from Ahmed Jamal, MD, American Medical Society. who says, we have to address why the rates in young adults continue to trend in the wrong direction. Well, on the cancer report, this is the 2023 American Cancer Society report. They had a bunch of statistics, and they're not in our favor. So here's what they published. They said in 1995, at age 55 and younger, they had 11% cancer cases in the population. In 2019, age 55 and younger, they had 20% cancer cases. And then now in 2023, 3,750 colorectal cancer patients younger than 50 have died. So, the report also states that the cancer cases seem to be more advanced than previous decades. In 2000, advanced stage colorectal cancer cases were at 52%. In 2019, those cases of advanced colorectal cancer were at 60%. Advanced stage cases doubled for patients under the age of 55 from 10 to 20%. And the colorectal rate was 33% higher in men than in women. And despite screening, the cancer spread to nearby lymph nodes, organs, and other tissues by 60%. All right, so here's a quote from, this is the American Cancer Society. Also, it has appeared in the March 2023 Cancer Journal for Clinicians. It says, overall, in 2023, an estimated 153,020 people, they said, will be diagnosed with colorectal cancer in the United States, and 52,550 people will die from the disease. Yeah. So, Rebecca Siegel, she's a director at the American Cancer Society, says, we know rates are increasing in young people, but it's alarming to see how rapidly the whole patient population is shifting to younger, despite shrinking numbers in the overall population. So the trend toward more advanced disease in people of all ages is also surprising, end of quote. The American Cancer Society says this, colorectal cancer is the third most commonly diagnosed cancer and the third leading cause of cancer death in both men and women in the United States. Frank says it could be their diet. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. So, destroy the immune system with vaccines. Great, Frank, we're going to talk about that. How studious of you to pick up on that. Well, what is the cause? Let's get there. Well, but before we do that, I wanted to say the statistics in their American Cancer Society report. This was data from 2019 through 2020 from all 50 states provided by the National Cancer Institute, National Program for Cancer Registries. This is of the CDC, and, of course, the North American Association for Central Cancer Registries, and the national mortality data did get provided by the National Center for Health Statistics. So what's the cause? Well, although science says they do not know why the cancer cases are exploding into younger age groups, there are a few possibilities science may want to explore. One is the COVID-19 vaccine suggested to cause illness, including cancer, and also your GMO foods known to cause inflammation and indicator of disease. So, you know, I've mentioned the limited published research studies previously hinting that, you know, GMOs may not be an innocent ingredient in more and more of your food chain. Gastroenterologists have noticed an uptick since 2010 regarding inflammatory gut health. And research in 2019 from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has acknowledged that serious health issues can be linked to GMO foods. According to their report, the GMO foods can, one, GMOs can cause allergic reactions in people, and allergic reactions often include inflammation. Inflammation is usually the beginning precursor to a disease. Also, cross-pollination or out-crossing, when GMO crops contaminate non-GMO crops, it can create a product label issue for those that are allergic when it is marked organic, but it is not. Also, gene transfer from the GMO proteins in the food cells that react badly to your digestive tract bacteria, causing adverse health issues. But out crossing GMO crops are only recommended for animal feed, but they are known to be contaminating our conventional crops for human consumption. And although the Dana-Farber Institute won't officially go on record saying your GMO foods are a cancer risk to humans, they seem to want to wait for the other organizations to make that call and more studies on the subject to get published. Well, we don't have time to wait for you there, Dana. Stacy Kennedy, nutritionist at the Dana-Farber Institute, says, it makes sense that we pay attention to where our food comes from and how it's produced, end of quote. Also, this is Vicki Peterson. She's a physician at Root Cause Medical Clinic. She said, a 2012 study points to the dangers of liver and kidney tumors and premature death in animals who consume GMO feed. So we know science has proved that eating healthy diets can change our DNA for the better in just about 6 days. Therefore, it seems strange that an altered GMO food wouldn't produce a significant DNA change and illness. So technology is driving diverse changes within our environment, and that is impacting everyone's health. Rebecca Siegel, director of the American Cancer Society, says, the health landscape is constantly evolving in ways not readily understood by medical science. And she goes to say, we are not just talking about cancer screening. Mortality rates have been increasing alongside disease incidents with the screenings. I thought the screenings were supposed to, you know, prevent death, you know, save lives. Let's see, Whitney Jones, gastroenterologist and colon cancer preventer at the Colon Cancer Prevention Project in Louisville, Kentucky, says this is a dramatic increase in cancer, and the trends are not going away, end of quote. So it won't go away. Connect these dots. Cancer treatments won't be effective, especially if patients don't know that it is the altered food and the medical treatments that are the problem. So this kind of situation leads physicians to misdiagnose the young people, as colon cancer is uncommon among young people. So Rebecca Siegel says this, a common symptom among patients with colorectal cancer is rectal bleeding, and young patients can be misdiagnosed with hemorrhoids. Go get some Tucks. Use those. So how long will a young patient put up with hemorrhoids before they realize something serious is really wrong? Well, in the big picture, the big picture of scientific medicine, 10 to 20% of patients are misdiagnosed. Females are more likely to be misdiagnosed compared to men. Let's see, Newman Toker, he's director of Armstrong Institute Center for Diagnostic Excellence at Johns Hopkins Medicine, says, one issue is when you have a delayed diagnosis. A person might not get diagnosed in 3 hours or even 3 weeks or longer. Yeah, it's a problem. And the Washington Post said this, one way to track the society-wide effects of a disease such as cancer is to measure the, quote, years of life lost. In other words, how many years the patients fell short of the average lifespan. The United States used to have a large advantage among cancer patients younger than 65 compared with peer countries. That advantage has shrunk to 1/8 of its extent 25 years ago and is almost gone, end of quote. Well, you know, what'd you say, Frank? Oh, we're in the days of Noah. I understand. Yes, I do. I hope listeners do. Days of Noah. Gotta wonder what Noah and his family went through. Well, let's look. Toxins and lack of nutrition. This is what will take you out in a skinny minute. When I see these reports, it kind of paints this picture of toxic overload and lack of nutrition in the body. Our conventional food today is trashed with pesticides, herbicides, and gene editing. It threatens the integrity of the organic forms with cross-pollination, and the toxicity of vaccines attack the body in the weakest genetic area and also weakens the immune system. So a weak or disabled immune system struggles to defend the body against cancer. The cancer treatments lead insult to injury. Let me read you a quote. This is Dr. John Whitaker. He said, in my opinion, conventional cancer therapy is so toxic and dehumanizing that I fear it far more than I fear the death from cancer. And we know that the conventional therapies don't work. If it did, you would not fear cancer any more than you would fear pneumonia. End of quote. And this is Alan Levine. He's a medical doctor and also author of The Healing of Cancer. He says, most cancer patients in the United States die of chemotherapy. Chemotherapy does not eliminate breast, colon, or lung cancers. This fact has been documented in over a decade, yet doctors still use chemotherapy for these cancers. End of quote. It's called money. So now I'm going to just tell you what I would do. Right? I'm not giving medical advice. This is what how I would approach a cancer problem. Because it usually isn't one thing that'll cure the body, but a combination of therapies. So here's what I would do. I would cleanse toxins out of the system because they're stumbling blocks and your body struggles to heal. So I would use some herbal cleanses and also lots of good nutrition. Organic stuff. Yeah, don't eat any conventional stuff. I also would use natural therapies that target cancer, so vitamin B17 foods and herbs, and also dandelion root has been scientifically proven to kill all known cancer cells, and I would pair it with astragalus root because it magnifies the dandelion's action power. I do some skin brushing. You can do it dry or wet in the shower. Get a loofah brush and just rub the skin. It stimulates the lymphatic system. And by the way, you always want to brush towards the heart. Let's see, I would also use immune support herbs like astragalus root, garlic, and echinacea root. Hydrotherapy also helps stimulate blood flow to certain areas. And I would only eat organic foods, like I said, and I wouldn't eat out. Avoid alcohol and caffeine, tends to dehydrate the system. Use your Celtic sea salt, your sun-dried organic salt with the nutrients, the minerals in it. It helps strengthen your cell walls. Also, bowel-soothing herbs, if you have bowel colon cancer. Slippery elm, marshmallow root, and aloe. And I would avoid stress. If you've got stressful people all around you, kick them out. Yeah. Or if you can't kick them out, you give them, lay down the law. That's what you do. Now, for those who want a practitioner overseeing their natural therapies, then I would seek out a naturopath that's experienced with cancer. They can also order blood tests and things and check your progress. But if you're interested in the herbs we just talked about, Apothecary Herbs has them. You can just give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International number 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. The winter holiday sale still in effect. You want to save 25% on your orders? Well, use coupon code STAR23. Any basket total of $65 or more qualifies. But you want to hurry. Sale will end on December 31st, and your restrictions do apply. And order now, or you're going to run into the out-of-stock stuff and back orders into January. So if you want stuff, this would be the time to jump on that. New herb catalog, yes, it's on the way. We expect at the end of December. If you've already requested a catalog, you have been added to the list. And when they arrive, we will definitely send them out to you. If you haven't gotten on the list, do so. You can order one off the website, and we'll add you to the list, or you can give us a call or send us an email, and we shall add you to the list. If you are on the website and you like information that you're hearing on the show, then do sign up for the free online newsletters available. There's the HealthQuest and American Survival at thepowerherbs.com. just click on books and newsletters and you can sign up for free. You have to have email to receive them. They are not snail mail. So I don't know how many times people ask me, it's a snail mail, the newsletter. So, email is the only way it's delivered. So thepowerherbs.com. And, we will be publishing, tomorrow. And also next Tuesday. So you won't miss any issues during this holiday, because of the days the holiday falls on. So we're good to go for that. So if you haven't gotten your button gear and you want to get those newsletters, definitely sign up before you, take off for Christmas. And by the way, taking off for Christmas, anybody out there, anybody at all going to a tropical location? Oh! Best thing to do, especially if you're in a cold climate and you want to go to somewhere warm. That's my idea. Oh, yeah. I'm a beach babe, Frank. You know, palm tree, beach babe, that's me. So we're going to talk about some sunscreen for those of you that have plane tickets and are on the way to the beach, right? We're going to talk about that because sunscreen isn't always what you think it is in protecting you. And what did the ancients do? They didn't have sunscreen. I'm sure they didn't have skin cancer. Well, they were smart. 20 minutes in the sun and then back in the shade. Cool off, and they cover up with hats, maybe long sleeves. Yeah. So, you know, and then the heat of the day, they were like Spain, you know, it's the siesta time. So early morning, then when you get to the heat of the day, it's siesta time, and then a little work before the sun sets for dinner kind of thing. And, of course, that would be, what, 7 p.m.? Yeah, Frank, 7 to 9 p.m. is how the Europeans eat, I think. Yeah. All right, Americans have a different way. All right, we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about sunscreen. What's up with that? And don't miss it. We'll be right back.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you. Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Where'd you dig that up? Oh, my goodness. I'm talking about beach vacations, and we got snow. Okay, thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. Oh, he's laughing over there. All right, we're talking about sunscreen and possible skin cancer here. So we hear a lot about, you know, skin cancer when you come around in the spring, summer months. More people seem to be getting skin cancer. So is skin cancer kind of a new disease, or has it been a condition since ancient times? Well, if you check the scientific research, the projections for skin cancer into your future, the data rarely goes back past the 1990s or 1970s. So we're told that the reason for not checking earlier data is that people died at younger ages before the disease could kill them, and the diagnosing cancer back then was not as sophisticated, supposedly, as today. So since skin cancer is one of the most fatal cancers, and it kills more than 50,000 worldwide, so your skin's your largest organ. So yeah, it's a serious thing. What'd you say, Frank? Sorry, Christmas isn't known for beach music. Okay. Mock, if you will. I like the beach, especially in the winter. I go to a warmer climate. Okay, so getting back to our topic. There are some health experts that see a correlation between high processing and lower processing foods and lower nutrition in the foods and the incident of your cancer rates. So, could skin cancer just be from too much sun or lack of nutrition? Let's just look into it. This is some research out of the UK. This is UK Cancer Research Center. It shows that they started looking at cancer rates in the early 1900s. They compared birth and death records from those born in 1930
to those born in 1960, and they tracked the cancer rate, risk rate for those years. So those that were born in the 1900s had a 1 in 3 risk of developing cancer compared to those born in the 1960s who had a 1 in 2 cancer risk. So this research included all types of cancer, not just skin cancer. Now, in 2013, this is the Journal of Clinical Oncology. This is a particular study. Researching team wanted to look at the rates of skin cancer in one state, Connecticut, involving long-term dates. So they looked at cancer data from 1950s, in which the skin cancer rate was quite rare, 1 in 100,000 for men and 2.6 in 100,000 for women. So the skin cancer rate jumped 17-fold by the 1970s. And over the next 60 years, the mortality rates tripled. So the researchers concluded that skin cancer has gone from a rare to a very common type of cancer in developed countries, but did not declare a cause for the increase. So let's, according to the Cancer Research, 75th anniversary edition report, they were publishing the rates of cancer mortality, and they looked at some statistics that were published in 1921, which were based on a paper titled The Menace of Cancer. It was written by Dr. Frederick Hoffman in 1913. So Hoffman was a statistician for Prudential Life Insurance Company, and everyone knows the life insurance industry is very interested in the risk assessments associated with disease. So in 1913, Hoffman used not only U.S. health data, but also health data from abroad to draw a conclusion. Hoffman was able to get his data because of the early 1900s. All the states had to register their death rates along with listing the deaths by disease per 100,000 population. So what Hoffman found was that the death from cancer between 1900 and 1913 went from 63 in 100,000 people to 79 in 100,000 people, a 25% increase. So the UK during this time also showed a considerable increase as well. Their rates were higher, 83 to 105 in 100,000 people. So Hoffman dug deeper. He found data from 1881 to 1885 involving 20 large U.S. cities, and the death rate for cancer at the time was 49 in a population of 100,000. So that means from 1885 to 1913, there was an increase of 89, and in Europe, it was 81. So the statistics that Hoffman had access to also broke out the death by age, starting with the year 1900. So the cancer was more prevalent in people over 45 years of age, and what Hoffman uncovered was that cancer deaths were increasing rapidly. So according to the American Association for Cancer Research, other insurance companies during Hoffman's time did not agree with his findings. So is it the food? There have been some health experts to tell us that the cancer is a creation of man's devitalized food sources. And there are also some strong correlations to how Americans grew food and processed it compared to today. So we're going to take a look at some of these early changes for just a sec. In 1911, the grain milling process was changed to strip away outer layers of the grain where the oils and nutrition are to refine the flour product. In 1920, character advertising was introduced by the food manufacturers to encourage the consumption of the more processed foods like Betty Crocker and Aunt Jemima. Alaskan and Canadian Eskimos had almost no cancer, and in 1935, one cancer case was reported in a 50-year time frame. Processed foods were introduced to their culture by the 1970s, and their cancer rates were similar to the rest of the United States and Europe. So when comparing sperm count in men from 1938 to 1990, it dropped 50% and testicular cancer tripled. From 1973 to 1991, prostate cancer increased by 126%. From 1900 to 1949, breast cancer was rare, but is currently 58 out of 100,000 in the population, compared to the Asian population, who really didn't have breast cancer until milk products were introduced to their culture. Now, smoking was heavily marketed to the United States population between 1950 to 2000. The overall cancer rate increased by 55%. Lung cancer was at 25%, colon cancer 60%, brain cancer 80%, and adolescent cancer increased by 20%. The consumption of overly processed foods increased from 1970 to 2001, and Americans experienced, well, their expenses for the food were $6 billion to $110 billion on these types of foods that don't have a lot of nutrition in them. And in 1990, the U.S. Department of Agriculture report number 2, which was titled An Evaluation of Research in the United States on Human Nutrition, has been missing for 21 years. It has been said that the pressure from the processed food lobbyists had it banned from public view. Also, according to the statistical data, teenage boys in 1982 drank more milk than soda. And within 20 years, by 2002, boys drank more soda than milk. And from 1990 to 2005, the grocery store shelves went from 120,000 processed foods to 320,000 processed foods. And in 2000, it was declared that cancer caused the death of 20 out of 100 mortality cases. And in the span of 100 years, the cancer rate jumped an overall 79%. Remember Jack LaLanne, Frank? I remember him. He was on the TV. I can remember my grandparents' living room, black and white TV, Jack LaLanne up there exercising in his little stretchy pants. Well, he says, if man made it, don't eat it. Simple, but I believe it's accurate. All right, so let's look at this, the skin cancer again. We're going back to the sun. The sun, the sunshine state, the beach, palm trees, breeze, boats, right? Seagulls. I can just smell the sea air. All right, there's been a ton of research screaming at us that it's the sun that causes skin cancer and to wear your sunscreen. Well, some recent research from the British Association of Dermatologists said that if you do not use your sunscreen and use it properly, you're going to have a 72% greater chance of developing skin cancer or a deadly form of melanoma. So the other problem is that according to Dr. Julie Sharp, she's a cancer research of the UK expert, people that use sunscreen will spend longer hours in the sun thinking they're protected from the UV rays. So it looks like sunscreen can be a double-edged sword. Researchers advise to get sunscreen that protects you from UVA and UVB light and don't overdo the exposure. Yeah. I got a case of sun poisoning once. Oh, man. I just came out of the eighth grade. My friends were going to the beach. So I went to the beach and I fell asleep on the beach. Oh. I was sick for 3 days. Terrible. Never do it again. So I really don't sleep on the beach anymore. And I'm in the shade. I like being in the shade while I'm on the beach. Yeah. I don't care if it's a tree, an umbrella, a canopy. Give me the shade. See, that's what I do. Now, in 2013, the Huffington Post of Canada, or the Huff Post of Canada, published an article by Dr. Mike Hart. It was on skin cancer, and according to Dr. Hart, we can develop skin cancer from exposure to the sun's UVB rays causing skin damage to your DNA, smoking, also your HPV virus, and artificial lights from tanning beds can give you skin cancer. Now, before there was sunscreen, what did people do to protect themselves from the sun and skin problems? Well, they either covered up, like they do in the Middle East, or they really don't stay in the sun for very long periods of time. So the sunscreen product really didn't come on the market until the 1940s. And it was invented in 1938 by a Swiss chemistry student called Franz Guter. And he wanted some protection when he enjoyed his favorite sport, mountain climbing. And he called his product Glacier Cream. Yeah. Well, I can understand that. If you're out in the sun a lot, you know, you're going to burn your nose, top of your nose, just like the lifeguards. They put that white stuff on. So he calls his stuff Glacier Cream. And is still sold today, Frank. Uh-huh. It's under the name Pizboon, or B-U-Buin, B-U-I-N. So now the Copper Tone girl, more character marketing there, she didn't come into the sunscreen scene until 1956. So the sunscreen products today are more than just zinc oxide. They are loaded with chemicals and harmful parabens. So the sunscreen chemicals, antagonizide, human hormones, it disrupts human hormones, the antagonizide. That's what's in your sunscreen. Other ingredients are oxybenzone. It can make your skin sensitive and actually break down the skin surface. Bad idea. Another ingredient is retinol palmate, known as a carcinogen. Oh, just lovely. And it can increase your risk of skin cancer when exposed to UVA rays. Now, according to Dr. Hart, a Swedish physician, this was a 2000-year study in the International Journal of Cancer. It was titled Sunscreen Use and Malignant Melanoma. And the study showed that there was an increased risk of skin cancer if sunscreen was used compared to those who used no sunscreen. The conclusion from the research was this. Those who use sunscreen stay in the sun too long, risking their largest organ, the skin, to developing melanoma. Other studies have stated that sunscreen has no association with skin cancer. But Dr. Hart recommends that if you are going to use sunscreen, use a micronized zinc oxide sunscreen. It does not absorb into your skin and enter into your bloodstream to wreck up your hormones, he says. He said he does caution against using an aerosol spray to avoid breathing in those particles. Bad idea. Micronized zinc oxide sunscreens are more expensive, $30 to $50, and they can be harder to find. You can search them online. I've seen them there. So if you're heading to the warmer climates for Christmas, you know, order one of those. All right, so according to John Barron, the baseline of Health Foundation, he said, cancer has always been with mankind, but it is worse now than a few hundred years ago. However, Barron states that more than any other age, we have more information on diseases like cancer, and we can be more proactive to reduce our risk. So health experts tell us to reduce our sun exposure and consume more omega-3 fatty acids, and our natural health experts also suggest frequent cleansing to remove toxins in your body and avoid things that hurt your immune system, like vaccines and antibiotics. You know, keep your cancer cells in check. That's what your immune system helps to do. Now, it seems to me that there's a combination of things that are pulling us more at risk of all types of cancers, including your skin cancer. The correlations are pretty strong that around the time that we started to overprocess foods in the early 1900s and then putting in too much faith into our cosmetic sunscreens in the 40s and, of course, adding the smoking in the 50s, that we increased our risk of getting all types of cancer. So we've stepped too far away from what is natural and what is common sense. We're reaping what we sow. So we all have the power to change this and protect ourselves. The mindset needs to be proactive and to be a doer of one's health rather than just hoping your physicians in medicine are going to save you from cancer. Not going to happen. They won't, because there's more money managing your cancer than curing it. Cancer is like the golden goose that laid the golden egg for all your specialties in healthcare. So if you get cancer and follow the path science lays out for you, it will entail seeing a minimum of 2 oncologists after your primary referral, and then an anesthesiologist, your surgeon, your physical therapist, your counselors, your dermatologist, and your pharmacist. The cost for skin cancer can reach beyond 6 figures, and modern medicine won't destroy this moneymaker by telling you to change your diet, change your sunscreen, quit smoking, get more exercise, boost your immune system, cleanse your organs, and for God's sakes, don't stay in the sun too long. They're not going to tell you that. So what advice is going to cure you? But, well, we all need to wake up sometime. Large part of the healthcare system is really a sick care system. Yeah, I used to work in that sick care system, Frank. And at the time, when I went into the sick care system as an employee, I didn't know anything. I was a greenhorn, a young grasshopper. But I learned fast. I saw stuff. Oh, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope I'm never in intensive care. That's where I work. Oh, you know? So, you know, then God took me down this path. And, you know, here we are today, sitting here talking with you about, you know, sitting on a beach, but in the shade. Mm-hmm. Smart. You know, I mean, okay, in the South, they had the plantations. What'd they do in the heat of summer? Well, in the heat of the day, they sat on the porch in the shade sipping a lemonade or a mint julep, something refreshing. They took a little nap in the hammock under the tree. Yeah, they weren't out there slathering on the sunscreen and pushing along, wearing those hats with ice packs built into them. No, that's dumb, they said. We'll get up early as the sun's coming up. We'll do a lot of work then. We'll have lunch. We'll go back to work for a little bit, then siesta. And then when the sun is lower and the air is cooling off and things are cooling off, then we'll do a little more work before dinner. That's how you avoid problems. But obviously, American society is not built for that. No, no. But definitely keep that in mind for summer, you know, the glacial cream. you want to keep that in mind for summer, definitely. You can research online for those types of sunscreens. And like I said, they're going to be a little bit more expensive. But micronized zinc oxide sunscreen is going to be healthier for you if you're using one. So, you know, put it on if you're going to go water skiing for a half hour, you know, and then, you know, get in the shade, that kind of thing. Or if you're, you know, taking the kids to the pool, you know, 20 minutes, half hour, especially for kids with really tender skin. You don't, you know, like babies, you put babies in the shade. They have tender skin. You do too. Really. So, keep all these things in mind as we're going to be coming up to summer, like, before you know it. Well, is today the first day of winter, Frank? I think it is. Isn't this the longest? This is the longest day. This is what? This is, what day is this? This is the 21st. Yeah, this is the longest day. Winter solstice is now. We're moving into winter solstice. So now your days, I mean, this is the shortest day. What am I saying? Now your days are going to get longer as you move forward. So you're going to notice light longer as we move forward into your soon-to-be spring. And I guess spring's one of my favorite seasons, really. I know a lot of people don't welcome it because of allergy season. I don't seem to have a problem there. But then again, I don't drink cow's milk. Cow's milk will create a lot of mucus in the body, and you'll be more prone to allergies. Yeah. You get those allergies-type foods out of the system, and you'll see a lot of those problems go away. Because before I did that, I always had my annual sore throat or tonsillitis or sinus infection. As soon as I got rid of the cow's milk, I don't seem to have those problems. Yeah. So, top allergen foods, keep in mind, is cow's milk, wheat, especially our genetically modified stuff, and nuts and shellfish. And then it goes down the line from there. So if you're not sure what you're allergic to, I would skip the dermatologist where they inject needles into your back. They only test for 12 things. What a pain in the butt that is. It's expensive. I would just take a trip down to the naturopath, have them draw some blood work, and run a food sensitivity panel. You're going to get a whole list, more than 12, if you're sensitive to stuff. Well worth that money. Because then you can, you know, change your diet, cater your diet to what you're sensitive to, and avoid all these other things that seem to make the body not feel so good. Yeah. You have that power right now. Why do you want to pop pills? Why do you want to take allergy shots when you can just do that? I don't know, Frank. Some people like the hard way, I guess. Well, I can see by the clock we're almost out of time. By the way, don't forget, if you're looking to stock up on your immune boosters, your metabolic strengtheners, your organ cleanses, your emergency kits like pandemic kits, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, now's a good time because you'll save 25% at the powerherbs.com website. That's Apothecary Herbs. That's their website. And use coupon code STAR23. The sale runs through the end of this month, December 31st. And your order has to be $65 or more to qualify for the discount. Now, you can write this coupon code on your order form if you're mailing in an order, but do get it postmarked by December 31st for that to work. And or you can call in. You just call in an order and say, hey, I want the discount. And they'll apply that to your order. And restrictions apply. And I keep telling people, order early to avoid out of stock. We're getting low on stuff because we run things lean and mean in December. And then we build up the inventory in January. Well, I'm out of time, but give them a call at 866-229-3663, Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week.